I think the more interesting area is that 49% and below. And I have a very long conversation for folks like this to say carbo-pem plus or minus bev has been the standard for quite some time, that there's this randomized phase 2 trial that suggests a better response rate, a better PFS. But I also express my concern to say that what we don't know, and I think what all of us are really waiting for, is there an overall survival benefit? And I pull out the history books and I say, look, any trial of 3 chemo drugs always beat a doublet in terms of PFS and response rate, but never managed to marshal an OS response. Now, I totally admit that immunotherapy is a completely different mechanism, but before I stack my treatments and kind of use all my agents up front and not know what I'm going to next, I want to be a little circumspect. So I admit that this deficiency in the data of not knowing if there's a survival benefit compared to just PFS and response rate, and I talk it out with my patients. And I admit some of my patients kind of buy the argument that we're hoping that by sequencing, if I can get some period of time with chemo alone, maybe with bevacizumab, which I can't offer with the combination here, maybe in the next line of therapy, I can offer immunotherapy plus X, you know, immunotherapy combos, immunotherapy plus vaccine, options that may do a better job of immunotherapy use in the second line. So my long-winded way of saying it's a discussion, and I have to admit that I think changing practice on the basis of a 123-patient study gives me a little cause of pause.
You're expressing the viewpoint that our survey work suggests represents around 2/3 of investigators.
Oh, okay.
There's about 1/3 who are pretty pro the triplet, but specifically, I think, in a situation where there's not an urgent need for a response, you know, a more typical kind of situation, kind of that's the way we're seeing it. Again, what about the more symptomatic patient? You lean more towards the triplet there?
I admit that's a situation where I kind of want to throw the book at somebody and get the response I need. I think that's a really valid point. And that's where I admit my resolve wilts a little bit. I say, I want a response, and if you're going to be the one who gets an immunotherapy or a chemo or both response, I need it now. And so I'm willing to kind of deploy the triplet.
You refer to the issue of maintenance therapy when the carbo is stopped. And I believe that the trial, or at least the randomized phase 2 trial, allowed you to, I guess, do what you wanted. But I'm not really sure exactly what people are doing. Theoretically, they could do what you did, which is keep both the pembro and the pem going. But I guess you could pick one also.
Yeah, I admit that's always a nice problem to have just when we're using carbo and pemetrexed anyway, that rare patient that does make it out to 1.5 years and 2 years with a beautiful response. I admit that my bias is usually to leave patients on pemetrexed if it's being well tolerated. But, you know, those are patients, as great a drug as pemetrexed is, toxicity and benefit-wise, people start accruing their peripheral edema. I sometimes see kind of creeping up of creatinine that I have to attribute to that because there aren't any other factors. So I'm very open to the idea if there's mounting toxicity to give people a pemetrexed maintenance break. But I admit that situation where I have to make a call after 2 years is pretty rare.